Now, interesting and kind of sad information, but did you know that levels of depression symptoms are 5 times higher in the Australian entertainment industry than in the general population? Or did you even know that suicide attempts for industry workers are more than double the general population? I'm being joined on the phone to discuss this. I've got Susan Cooper, the general manager of the organisation behind this research, known as Entertainment Assist, and Joanna Cave, CEO of Support Act. It's a charity which helps musicians through tough times. They're going to be both presenting on part of a panel on mental health in the music industry later this month. Susan and Joanna, thank you for joining me.
Welcome. Good morning. Susan.
Hey, Joanna.
All right, Susan, first, can you share some of the key findings in this research project, please?
Absolutely, Nick. I think one of the interesting thing was that we saw a lot of challenges happening in our industry. And so we set about in a research project, which involved nearly 3,000 participants. One of the underlying things that are positive is that we're all passionate within this industry, whether we're on stage or on film or wearing black T-shirts in a support role. We're all also creative and sensitive. And obviously that sensitivity helps to breed our creativity. So we are passionate, creative, sensitive people in quite a cutthroat industry. And it's very competitive. We only have about 5% of our workforce employed at any one time. It's a very slippery slope in the sunshine, sort of like an iceberg is the best metaphor I can use for our industry. And it's also one of the challenges is that there is almost half of us are shift workers compared to 16% of the general population. So we're shift workers. We have, as a result of that, quite challenging sleep problems with high rates of insomnia and forgetting to sleep. There's also a lot of isolation because of the hours that we work. And that leads to problems actually having time for family. It leads, you know, even finding time for friends in our industry. And because of the challenges we have in relation to employment, we have quite low rates of pay and a lot of job insecurity. Musicians, for example, 3/4 of musicians earn less than $30,000 a year, and 94% earn less than $60,000 a year. So there's a real challenge as far as actually making ends meet. And there is also a notion within the industry that whilst it's cutthroat and there's all these problems, we actually really do want to help each other. And at the moment, the support networks are not as great as they could be, you know, where people are sort of reaching out for support networks. And the sort of things that Support Act and APRA are doing at the moment as far as a roadshow with these mental health talks is really important, because we've got to raise awareness and show that there is places you can go and there are people that can actually talk to help you.
Well, Joanna, while we're talking about Support Act, I mean, as the head of that group, were you surprised by these figures?
No, not really. Saddened. It's an excellent piece of research that Susan's organisation has undertaken, and it does reinforce our experience on the front line delivering services. We help artists and music workers experiencing any kind of crisis that's interfering with their ability to work, and mental health is an issue. It might be a primary issue for a lot of people, but it's certainly a background issue for nearly everybody we help. So we are really aware of the prevalence, and it is a huge issue for people working in this business.
Well, you are speaking as part of an upcoming event from APRA AMCOS on mental health in the music industry. Do you think the industry is open to these conversations? Do we need to be a little better at talking about it?
Look, I think openness and willingness to engage is really on the increase. I have to say that's my experience. There's a lot of awareness that this is a real problem. I think Susan's right when she says there is still a slight difficulty in the industry with people knowing quite what to do. Certainly, I have a lot of conversations with band managers or bands themselves who want to have that difficult conversation to explore whether a bandmate or a colleague is experiencing some kind of mental health crisis and don't quite know how to have that conversation. So obviously part of the idea behind AMCOS's initiative running these nationwide panels is to give people some advice and tools on how to start those conversations, what the signs are, what resources do exist that people can make use of. A lot of people don't realise that even their GP can be very helpful in providing them with professional mental health support. So it'll be a very practical panel, I think, series of panels across the country. And from what I understand, a lot of people are attending, which does illustrate the level of interest in this subject.
Susan, did your research, do you think, highlight any specific things can be tackled to try and improve mental health in the entertainment industry?
I think one of the really interesting ones for ourselves is that learning that the majority of our industry are now tertiary educated, and that's certainly changed from years ago. So we have got a really disparate industry from, you know, from dancers through to, you know, rock and rollers and all sorts of stuff that goes on in between. But there is now one primary funnel, and that is a really key issue in that we haven't spent time concentrating on getting people match fit to work in our industry. It's all been about the craft, all been about the technical side of the ability to actually create. And as a result of that, we've been sort of putting out people into the industry that really are not prepared to work in a really quite challenging industry. So we're working very hard to look at introducing curriculum frameworks that can be put into the tertiary area, so that along the lines of wellness and mental health, and that's quite key. And it's also looking at engaging. It's a shared problem, and certainly whether it's musicians or dancers or technical guys or road crew, you know, we've got lots of associations and organisations in our industry, and this is actually a shared problem. And one of the key things is actually, you know, working with each of those areas and developing whatever those support mechanisms might be for each group, because certainly the way people learn and the way they relate is quite different. So, you know, for example, Entertainment Assist has been rolling out some mental health training sessions, you know, teaching people actually how to have the mental health conversation, because that is probably the most challenging part of what we're doing. So, yes, identifying signs and symptoms and then having that conversation. And we've certainly learned that how an actor will respond to that is completely different to how the dancers, the musicians, and then the production, you know, people are actually dealing with it. So it's a really important thing that there is no one-size-fits-all solution. We've certainly seen, you know, a huge uptake in interest and realising that, yes, we have a problem. Now, what are we going to do to change that? And all the work that certainly Entertainment Assist is doing, and with all the other organisations in our industry, is about creating that, you know, that sense of generational change. You know, we've sort of gone to the days of putting on Band-Aids. We need to actually move forward and proactively teach people, and that's why I certainly commend Support Act as a, you know, as a benevolent association to actually taking that forward step with our AMCOS and getting out there and actually, you know, really proactively doing some positive things for their members.
Look, we will have to leave it there, but Susan Cooper, Joanna Cave, thank you for joining us on Breakfast this morning.
My pleasure.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you both very much. Yes, Susan Cooper and Joanna Cave there talking about mental health in the entertainment industry. Now, Sydney locals, you can continue the conversation at the AMPRA AMCOS free event. It's happening in Marrickville on the 24th of May. We'll have details up on the 2SER.com website. And just a reminder, if you are seeking support, you can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14.